We sometimes ask ourselves, what is the most practically important commandment of the new law? In practice, the most important commandment of the new law is what Jesus gave us in the gospel we've just read. You may be surprised. It is the virtue of chastity. Chastity among the married, to remain faithful to one another, and chastity among the unmarried, to not enjoy sexual pleasure. The context for the episode in the gospel today is simple enough. The Pharisees came to test and maybe trip up the Master. Among the Jews, in the Old Law, and among the Jews today, monogamy, one man with one woman, is not the Jewish law. You can get a divorce and remarry. And many Jews do. But Christ, instead of accepting the question which the Pharisees asked him, whether a man can put away his wife for any reason, they were in effect asking him to choose between the strict and the liberal interpretation of the Mosaic law on divorce. It was assumed that you can get a divorce and remarry. The only question was, under what conditions? The strict Sue said, a divorce is allowed only for adultery. The lax school said, any reason. In the United States, the Jewish law has become the law of the land. And we Catholics are supposed to remain faithful to the teaching of Christ. No wonder the church loses so many Catholics in America. And among Protestants, as one who has been teaching Protestants for 20 years, including six of their seminaries, I can tell you there is no Protestant church in the world that believes what we just read this morning. None. They all believe in divorce with remarriage. All of them. All of them. But that's not all. Before Christ finished the gospel about remaining faithful in marriage until death, when Christ said that if a man divorces his wife, even for adultery, and marries another, he commits adultery himself. The disciples were stupefied, seems to us, and it was a perfectly natural reaction. Seems to us, better not marry. As only the married know, it is not easy to remain faithful until death. That's why most of our large cities have a divorce rate of over 100%. The national average is over 50%, but the major big cities approaching or over 100%. When the disciples told him better not to marry, Christ might have said, I didn't quite mean what you thought I meant, but instead, having proclaimed the obligation of monogamy, he then picked up where the disciples asked the question. They didn't really mean, it seems to us better not marry. They just wanted to impress Jesus with how humanly impossible what he was saying, they thought, the commandment was. Leave it to Christ to pick up everything and capitalize on it. And that's why there is a monastery here of the handmaids. Except for the answer that Jesus gave the disciples, the sisters and I wouldn't be here. You have spoken, he said, more wisely than you think. You are right. There are those who will, with God's grace, voluntarily sacrifice marriage. In other words, besides making marriage absolutely monogamous and no divorce with remarriage, the Savior then went on to say, there will be those whom I will give the grace to not enter marriage and live a consecrated, chaste life until death. And with that, even the disciples were speechless. They had no more to say. I don't think it is often we have a homily on the subject we spoke about this morning. But my friends in Christ, we need this kind of homily. And it pains me, you can't imagine, to say what I'm going to say next. There is a famous Protestant writer by the name of Barclay, Barclay, wrote a series of books in commentary on the New Testament. He is a Scottish Presbyterian. And I read last night, before giving the homily this morning, what he says about the passage we read in the Gospel. Here's what he says. Jesus was not giving a commandment. No divorce, whether remarriage. He was just presenting an ideal. It is cruel for anyone to claim that no matter how difficult the marriage is, husband and wife are bound until death by that marriage vow. And may God forgive him. Archbishop Sheen recommended Berkeley to thousands of people to read the Archbishop and I were close friends. What a tragedy. Before Mass this morning, I prayed, should I say what I have just said? Evidently, I decided to say it. Jesus Christ, we believe, is the Almighty God who came down to live among us as man. He did not institute the sacrament of marriage without a reason. He made it a sacrament to make this teaching possible. And when he said there would be some who would receive the grace of a lifetime consecrated chastity, again, for those of us who have vowed ourselves to a life of celibacy, that too is not an ideal. With God's grace, it is both possible and livable. And once we have made our final vows, it is irrevocable. Let us ask our Savior to remain faithful until death in the chastity of our state of life. The great doctor of the church and patron of spiritual directors, St. Alphonsus Liguori, teaches most of the souls in hell are there because of sins against the sixth and ninth commandments. Let's ask our Savior to give us the grace to remain chaste until death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.